From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States is calling on the Taliban's new leaders, named Friday to succeed Mullah Omar, to take part in what the U.S. sees as an extremely promising opportunity for a genuine peace and reconciliation between the Taliban and the Kabul government. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports.
The Taliban broke off the scheduled meeting in Pakistan Friday with representatives of the Afghan government on short notice. Members of the group said they needed to settle leadership questions following confirmation of the death of Mullah Omar, a founder of the Taliban and its leading figure, known as a protector of the Al-Qaeda network, even before Al-Qaeda's terror attacks on the United States in 2001. The disclosure this week by both the Afghan government and the Taliban that Mullah Omar actually died more than 2 years ago complicated the situation, raising questions about who in fact was leading the insurgents all that time. The Taliban acted relatively quickly and announced Friday that Mullah Akhtar Mansur is its new chief, but that declaration did not bring up the question of further peace talks with the Afghan government. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has shown to be highly effective at preventing the deadly disease. The World Health Organization said Friday that the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea. British medical journal Lancet has published preliminary results and analysis. The new vaccine may be the silver bullet against Ebola, according to the foreign minister of Norway, one of several countries involved in the trials. The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people. This is VOA News. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed, several other people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailants started the fire early Friday in the village of Duma and scrawled Hebrew graffiti on a wall before fleeing. Israeli troops are looking for suspects. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Senior State Department officials said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. In a Friday briefing, the officials said Egyptians are facing serious threats from Islamic State-linked militants and the U.S. needs to support the country's efforts to achieve stability. The official said security would be among the issues that Kerry would discuss with the Egyptian foreign minister on Sunday.
The real challenge for Secretary Kerry in his meetings in Egypt is how to discuss the regional picture, the regional fight against terrorism, and the domestic situation in Egypt and how the two fit together.
Michelle Dunn, a Middle East analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. U.S. and Egyptian officials will also discuss political, human rights, and economic issues. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday during the committee's 128th session in Kuala Lumpur. Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics in 2008 and says it will reuse many of those venues for the Winter Games. Kazakhstan has never hosted an Olympic game. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamburu Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's bombing say a number of people were injured as well. Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that a piece of plane debris found washed up on Reunion Island is a piece of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 that disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board. The 2-meter-long fragment, a wing component called a flaperon, is expected to arrive in Toulouse, France for further investigation by Saturday. It was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, which is located east of Madagascar. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.